Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
In recent years, cotton acreage has grown in Oklahoma, and today we are the third largest cotton state in the U.S. based on acres planted. Oklahoma Cotton Council is proud to serve the cotton producers and those who are a part of the cotton industry, promoting and protecting their interests. The Oklahoma Cotton Council works for the cotton farmer in areas of research, advocacy, and education. Follow the Oklahoma Cotton Council on Facebook or check out the Oklahoma Cotton Council website, okecotton.org.
Attention farmers and ranchers, don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 15th through 17th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details.
Well, new contract highs were achieved again in live cattle futures yesterday. Boxed beef prices soared, posting incredible gains. Only June and August futures showed slight declines. The rest of the complex closed higher. Export sales were somewhat dismal, though, 3% lower than last week and 14% lower than the four-week average, but that had little impact on the overall bullishness of the market. Cash business is finished for the week, except for a few lingering sales, and that'll probably be done today. The steep uptrend over the past 3 weeks continues to bring more buyers into the market as the trend is your friend off the board here at the end of the month. Hog futures posted new contract highs yesterday, except August, which has been the party pooper for the past couple of days, was unable to make new highs. There does not seem to be any real explanation for this contract lagging other than it could have been the victim of spread trading. Export sales yesterday were down substantially from last week, but things were still pretty good. July Kansas City wheat's trading 5.25 cents higher early today, still getting a lift from this week's increased concerns about dry weather conditions for spring wheat. There are scattered showers in the Dakotas early today, and Manitoba has a good chance for rain early next week. The southwestern U.S. Plains also has rain expected in the 6 to 10 day period, but the rest of the forecast looks dry across the central and western U.S. Plains the next 2 weeks. May corn is steady early today, hanging on to Thursday's 19.25 cent gain in front of today's WASDE report. Thursday's higher surge was unexpected and raised suspicions on export sale may be about to be reported. May corn in China's down from its January highs, but was up about 0.4% early today and is still expensive at the equivalent of $10.44 a bushel. May soybeans are down 3 cents early today, but staying well supported in its narrow trading range and not far from its contract high of $14.60. We're going to check futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
Livestock futures, April live cattle up a dollar yesterday, 124.15. June down 25, 125.02. April feeder cattle down 50 at 147.12. And the May was down $1.07, 151.60. May hogs up 97 cents, 105.42. Kansas City wheat, May up 13.25, 576.5. July up 13.75 at 583.75. Chicago wheat, May up 12.5, 628.75. July was up 14.5, 630.5. May corn up 19.25, 579.75. July up 16 cents, 562. May soybeans up 6.5, 14.15 and a quarter penny. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.